Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Canola as a crop can hold promise for Kentucky farmers if they have a consistent market to handle it come harvest time.
There's a great interest among producers. They are looking for opportunities outside of corn, wheat, and beans. Specifically, that's what we handle here at the Hopkinsville Elevator, and that's something that falls into their wheelhouse. They've got the equipment. They've got everything that they need in place to go ahead and put out a canola crop. Now they need a place to market it, and we want to be that place.
Ben Westerfield, grain merchandising manager for the Hopkinsville Elevator, says they were approved for a $12,000 feasibility study utilizing Christian and Todd County Ag Development funds to find that market. He feels like canola could be a good addition.
It is not handled so much differently as it is that it comes off at about the same time that winter wheat comes off, so there's a little bit of a logistical challenge there, but I think that we've got the space company-wide that will enable us to be able to hold the commodity and be able to take care of it in a timely fashion. Again, it comes off during wheat, so that makes it a little bit of a challenge, but I think it's something we can handle.
For farmers, it's just another option.
It is an option, and it's a fairly competitive price, so that's good for the farmers. It falls really well into their wheelhouse for double cropping beans in the summer here in western Kentucky, so it's a good alternative for what they need to do.
A major end use for the crop is canola cooking oil. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Hopkinsville Elevator is in the midst of that canola handling feasibility study, which is developing as a potential export.
Out of the country, of course, we have a barge loading facility in Clarksville, Tennessee. 99% of our beans go on barges and then go to the Gulf and then go overseas. I hope that we can find the same type of relationship with some of those end users to carry it overseas.
He feels very comfortable with the progress so far in developing that export outlet for canola. He says it's certainly gaining favor as a regional crop.
It really has. Of course, the popularity here in western Kentucky, again, a good viable alternative to a winter wheat crop, but it's not only here in western Kentucky. I think the feasibility study will find that a lot of producers outside of our 21-county draw area that the elevator services, we've got people in central Tennessee, west Tennessee, east Tennessee.
Suffice it to say, there is regional demand, and if all goes well, he expects an announcement around May 1st. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.